Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
At BASF, we're constantly innovating. When others said, fungicides just can't last all season, we said, oh yeah, watch this. Then we invented Revilock fungicide. Powerful soybean protection that gets absorbed quickly, starts working fast, and lasts all season. It's everything everyone said wasn't possible. All new Revilock fungicide. That is how you do it. Always read and follow label directions.
For nearly 40 years, Brian Bingaman has worked in the oil and gas industry. He served as Secretary of State, where he headed the governor's conservative policy agenda. As Corporation Commissioner, Brian Bingaman will keep our state's energy industry safe from Joe Biden's attacks while working to bring affordable high-speed broadband to all Oklahomans. Brian Bingaman. For Corporation Commission.
Authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Authorized and paid for by Oklahomans for a connected future. 211 Broadway, Duke, Oklahoma, 735-325-0679-3500.
Well, Oklahoma wheat harvest continued to move forward in parts of southwest and central Oklahoma on Wednesday at a pretty slow pace, but rains in many parts of the state hindered a large amount of progress, as producers had hoped for over the past 2 days. Rains also delaying some harvest in lots of regions, if not the entire wheat belt at this point. Up to the time of this report, not much has changed from Tuesday on what has been reported as far as yields, test weights, and proteins. Right now, Oklahoma Wheat Commission calling harvest around 18% complete. In Godibo, Sentinel, and Rocky, producers had a pretty good weekend with movement in this region. Test weights ranging from 63 to 64 pounds per bushel. Yields being reported around 30 bushel to mid-50s. Lower yields are heavily grazed fields. Some higher yields are expected once producers start getting into better wheat. At the time of this report, Sentinel had about an inch of rain. Rocky had a half inch, and then places around Godibo received 2 inches of rain. Proteins in this region have been favorable, ranging from around 12 to 15%, and they're calling the average around 13%. For central Oklahoma in Okarche, early reportings of yields around 40 to 55 bushel averages for the most part are being reported. Producers are just getting a good start over the weekend in that region. Yields are expected to increase as producers find some better wheat there. Test weights reported at 61 to 64 pounds per bushel. Protein reports on early cuttings kind of really all over the board at this time, ranging from 9 to 13.5%. For northern Oklahoma and Blackwell, some early cutting in Blackwell on Monday was reported by the Wooderson family. No yields reported on early cuttings, but test weights favorable at about 60 plus. Weather was overcast at the time of this report, so it doesn't look like we're going to see a lot of drying going on today, with predicted rains still in the forecast for the rest of the week. Early reports in all locations show test weights ranging from 60 to 65 pounds per bushel, proteins around 9 to 13.5%, with an overall average of proteins around 11 to 11.2. The wheat being harvested in southwest Oklahoma has not been stressed as much, so it's thought that proteins will get higher as harvest progresses north, where there's going to be some drought stress seen. Early yields reported around 40 to 50 bushels per acre in most regions. Higher yields also being reported on intensely managed wheat, with some yields on a few fields being reported in the mid-60s to low 70s. States also received some hail damage in south central, southwest, and northern Oklahoma over the past few weeks, so this will show losses on overall production. Well, according to the latest Oklahoma Drought Monitor, exceptional drought and extreme drought still at zero. We really haven't seen a change in that from this year. Severe drought or worse, now at 6.72%, up from last week's 5.91. Moderate drought, now at 14.68%, also up from last week's 11.37. Abnormally dry or worse conditions, unchanged from last week's 29.60. According to the 6 to 10 day precipitation outlook map, entire state about a 33 to 40% chance of rain through June the 8th.
If you grow soybeans in the South, you need a fungicide that gets absorbed quickly, starts working fast, and lasts all season. Revilock fungicide from BASF is the solution you can depend on for stronger, longer disease control. Always read and follow label directions.
Hey neighbors, Ron Hayes here with a reminder that it's a great place to get your local farm and ranch news. OklahomaFarmReport.com, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, it's available for you. OklahomaFarmReport.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.